Half, it's Owner Racehorse Day here on 11:16 SEN. Yes. And get to the Syndicate's marquee at the Inglis Complex this Sunday to find out how to become an owner at a small cost.
Have you ever owned a racehorse, Mark?
Yeah. Liam Pickering and I, we got into something from Fastnet Rock.
Fastnet Rock, one of the great sires of all time.
Everything that came from Fastnet Rock.
Yep.
Basically paid for itself.
Yeah, they all win Group 1s for Fastnet Rocks.
Except ours. Didn't even get to the track.
We went to the wrong trainer.
Mate.
You went to the wrong trainer.
I'll tell you more about it later. Don't worry about that. If Robbie Griffiths had something out of Fastnet Rock, it probably would have won the Melbourne Cup for us. G'day, Robbie.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Mate, I'm very excited for you. I'm just having a look. You got a couple going around tomorrow. Mr. Mirror in the biggie, ready as well. The quarterback. Mate, it's a big day for you, Moss Beat.
Yeah, it is a big day. Hopefully they can all do us proud, but it's exciting to have runners in races of this calibre. So, it's all exciting.
And to have runners in the races of this calibre, Robbie, you've got to actually get involved in the first place. Now, you're at the Inglis Complex for the sales this weekend. Tell us about the thrills and the great opportunities that can happen by finding a way to own a racehorse.
Well, I don't think there's any better form of entertainment than owning a racehorse, that's for sure. But, you're spot on. You've got to get a ticket to be in it. You can't join the activities if you don't participate. And the good thing about racing is that they come in all shapes and sizes and all prices. And our runners tomorrow are proof of that. Miss Nymeria, the one that you mentioned there, she was only a $20,000 purchase Melbourne last year, you know, and she's running in the Group 1 Blue Diamond. So in the first emergency, it was $30,000 from Sydney, and Aretti was withdrawn and probably only would have made $20,000 anyway, you know. So you don't have to pay big money. It helps if you've got more money to spend, because then you can basically pick anyone you want. But there's some really nice horses out here. There's 750 horses out here, so there's plenty to choose from. So just a matter of identifying the right ones. That's the trick.
And back in the old days, Robbie, it used to be a rich man's game. You had to buy the whole horse. These days, syndications come in, and it's a great opportunity just to get little bits with groups of friends or work colleagues or footy clubs or sports clubs and have a little bit of an interest. But the communication with trainers is what's set the game apart these days. You've really stepped that up, haven't you?
Absolutely. With technology and everything these days, you know, and as you say, the benefit of having 20 owners in a horse, these days for $50 a week, you know, you can have a 5% share in a horse, have your name in the book, join your mates, go to the races. It's no different to being a member of a golf club or something like that. It's not overly expensive. The price of the horse is optional. The technology is great. We can communicate via different apps that send out audio messages to our clients all the time, so everyone's up to speed on what's happening. And then the rest of it, they get to the races tomorrow and, you know, you have a social event and win, lose or draw, have a good day out and meet some new people and actually do a lot of networking too.
Hey, Robbie, all the people I know who are involved with horses, they love getting to the track. They love jumping up and down when it gets past the winning post and all that kind of stuff. But they love getting down to watch you train as well and just getting a little tour around the stables, the whole lot. You guys do that, obviously?
Absolutely. We have a lot of people come down to Cranbourne. And, the good thing about coming down to Cranbourne in the morning, you're going against the traffic. Everyone's going into town to work.
Thank
so
you.
Give yourself an RDO and come down to Cranbourne. But it's really good. They get amongst it. It's all part of the activity of being an owner, you know, doing all the, going to the stables and seeing the horses train. And that's quite good. And people do take advantage of that, and they should.
Now, you're in it day-to-day, Robbie, and it's one of the most ruthless jobs in the world, being a racehorse trainer. Not a lot of time off for you guys, but do you get a kick out of seeing the people come in once every couple of weeks, or they come and see the race day once, twice a year, and the buzz they get out of it?
Oh, absolutely. I think that no matter where you compete, whether you win, lose or draw, it's great to see everyone get that enjoyment out of it. No doubt it's always better when you win, and you can win anywhere. It doesn't matter whether it's at Caulfield tomorrow or in the country. It's always a big thrill, and seeing that happen is fantastic, and you know, as I said before, I mean, racing is probably the best entertainment because it doesn't discriminate against any age group or ability or whatever. You know, you can do it at any age as long as you're 18 and above, and it's all good. It's good fun.
And what's the stable signal for the pest factor, Robbie? You know, you've just got this one owner who's paid, you know, a couple thousand bucks, and he's calling you every single day. What's the signal
the
that you send out?
ID, you can lock in the number and just not answer that.
Hey, what a
very
beauty.
Good. Hey, you got any, you said the 750 horses at Inglis across the weekend. Have you got your eye on anything special, Robbie?
I've got my eye on quite a lot. The hardest part with any auction house is that there'll be other people that have their eye on the same ones as I do. So the trick is to try and snag one that suits your budget and suits what you want to do. Some of the horses that we'll look at could end up making hundreds of thousands of dollars and will be priced out of our reach. So, and that's the same with all buyers. So we'll go through the process of narrowing down a very long list at the moment to a short one and see if we can come home with some good value.
Just stay away from Neil Layden, Robbie.
Nightclub.
Stay away from Nightclub.
So, Robbie.
He's been a good owner. We've had a lot of luck with Neil over the years.
You have.
Yeah, he's been great. He's a great supporter of ours, and we've had a lot of fun with him and Jono and the boys, so it's been good.
Hey, Robbie, me and a group of friends have got $10,000 to give you.
Yep.
You could almost guarantee some fun, couldn't you?
Guaranteed.
Yep, you can guarantee it. I reckon everybody's got a group of friends. They can get together 10, and away you go.
There is nothing like, and Robbie mentioned it before, there is nothing like your horse rounding the turn and the adrenaline that kicks into your body, and just because you're half a chance.
In the box
seat. It is in the box seat, 1-1, just about to peel out, Marco. There's nothing quite like that adrenaline rush. It's fantastic.
Good on you, Robbie. Thanks for joining us, mate. We're going to send everybody your way.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Robbie Griffiths there. It is Owner Racehorse Day here, 11:16 SEN. So get to the Syndicator's Marquee at the Inglis Complex this Sunday to find out how to become an owner at a very small cost.